We are continuing our Shu'urim on Sha'a Kavanot. We're again Dush Purim. And the Tiva Kavanot, we are on Daf Lamed Aleph. We are explaining over here the mitzvah of Mishluach Manot. So one of the mitzvot, we have the mitzvah of Sudat Purim that we explained yesterday. We have the inyan of Matanot Evyonim that we also explained. Now we're dealing with the mitzvah of Shlach Manot, Ish L'Re'ehu. You have to give a present, Ish L'Re'ehu, one to his friend. And the Ariza says as follows, Lo Nidbaru Mipi Arav Zal. We don't have the exact explanation, v'shema ha-remez, but nevertheless we do have a remez to this. Le'inyan ha'arat yisod ducha deducha, anital yisod nukva. V'hen nikra'im ish le're'ehu li'yisod li'yisod. Kach ni'ra le'an yuzdati. So it didn't give us a tremendous amount of information over here, but what we do come out with is a remez. Now I'm going to read you out the Tiva Kavanot. Kavanat Shlach Manot lo bi'ariza atzmog. Ketav Mauram Avchaim Vital Shema Sherumaz Leshefa Shinitan Shnoten Zal Nukva Miyosod Yesoda Zu Mishloch Manot Elere Miyosod Zah Tu Yesod Nukva. So what do we have again? We have the Shefa, which this is the process not only here in Hanukkah, in Purim, but this is a process that happens constantly on a daily basis, even during the week there. That every time the Shefa is transferred from the higher Patsufim to Zavin Nukva, what we have over here is that it automatically is given over to let's start again. When you have from the highest sphere, that means Chochma Bina, the Patsuf of Abba Ima, they give over to the lowest sefirot, which called Zav v'Nukva. Zav will receive all the Shefa, and there Zav will then give over the Shefa into Nukva. So says Rav Chaim Vital, I haven't heard this directly from the Arizal, but it would make sense to me to propose that the idea of the sod of the mitzvah of Mishlach Manot is l're'ehu, give a present from one friend to the other friend, is the idea of giving the Shefa, passing the Shefa from the higher Patsuf of Ze'anpin into the lower Patsuf of Nukva. And that means what we are doing here in the material world, giving over to our friends Shlach Manot, that means we are actually manipulating the Patsufim on high for them to give one to the other, which is a great thing. Because as soon as the Patsufim are giving one to the other, we are automatically receiving Shefa. We are automatically receiving Shefa ourselves. Amar Shmuel, let's continue. Amar Shmuel, Ad Kan Higiu, Kol Sefer Drushim Shel Rav Zatzal, V'lo Efleti Davar Echad Medvarav Erze Tehila La'el Yitbarach. Therefore, we know that Shmuel, every time it's written Amar Shmuel, or sometimes it's written just the abbreviation Aleph Shin, we'll find this in Etz Chaim, we'll find this in Sha'a Kavanot, we'll find this in the Haggah, in Etz Chaim. You have to know that means Amar Shmuel, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, was in Shmuel Vital. Now he brings down, this is as much as he received from his father. Okay? But as well, he adds in a bit more, just a bit more, not too much more, and basically that will finish up the Sha'a Kavanot HaPurim. And he adds in as follows. Matanot, manot u'matanot. We find that we have two different mitzvot. We have matanot evyonim, and that's spelled with mem tav, nun vav tav. Okay, and also we have another mitzvah called manot, which is mishluach manot. Two different mitzvot. Shlach manot and matanot levyonim. So he's asking the following question. Why is it written sometimes manot, that means mem nun vav tet, and sometimes it is matanot with two tets? Amo Ravzal, the Arizal, the Gemara says, Shishtei manot ish le'echas. You have to give two presents to one person. That's shlach manot. V'shtei matanot l'shnei avyonim. And the other mitzvah of giving tzedakah is two matanot two people. Again, so shlach manot is two manot, two portions to one person, and matanot evyonim, as we know, is two matanot to evyonim. Hine yesh lirot lama bereehu ama manot beotz tav echad. Manot is only spelled with one tav. And when it comes to mitzvah, matanot evyonim is spelled with two tavim. That's his question. Amnam kva yedata, we should already know, ki a yesod nikra ish. That we know that the yesod, every svira has a different name. And we know the yesod is called ish. Ish. Ve'ika arad yom zehu gilu yesod abba vuhu zacha. We know that, as we established, the whole chidush of Purim, the yesod of Purim, is that the yesod of Abba is coming out. And he's a zacha. Bioto miluvash betoch yesod de'ima. Whilst he's in the yesod de'ima, lechen amar manot b'tav echad. That's why it's mentioned one tav. Ki ot tav mitzad nukva. The tav represents nukva. We'll explain in a minute. Ba'ofen, says Ariza, ki shnei manot hem. There's two manot. There means two parts of him that we're dealing with. Echad mitzad abba, shu man. That's how you spell it. Manot. It's mem nun. That's representing the abba. The manot kashi yadata. Echad mitzad yisod ima. One is on the side of yisod ima. Kiniska. Those are, that represents the four letters. Mem nun represents the shefa of Abba, and then vav tav, or the tav particularly, refers to the shefa of Ima, the path of Ima, I should say. Vem ish, vehem ish shuhu yisod Abba, lereu shu yisod the za, and that's giving over from Abba through Ima into za. Ki im eyot Abba gadol. So the Abba is the top partsuf, and Za is the smaller partsuf, and therefore it's called the Re'ehu. Ader Za shiyored v'yetzira, sheneimah alav shalav ish lemano v'noten lere'ehu. And that's the same concept that we see over there, that the when a person takes off his foot, when the pasuk speaks about taking off his shoes, he calls it lereihu. Okay, so let's explain what we just read over here. I'm going to read you out the tiva kavanot. Those who have it, it's on ot nun. The mitzvot shlach manot matanot evyonim shneim rumuzim al itpashtut mochim bizam. Kshehem luvashim benaid abba ve'ima. We know again the Abba v'Ima are muluvash inside one into the other, and the Mashpia mochim into za. Achem eshloch manot romaz likav yamin shu mochi da'at shehem, sorry, kav imtzaim, that the mitzvah of shlach manot is represented by the middle kav shu mochi da'at hem be'abba muluvash b'yisod abba. So the dat of, or the mochim of dat, are in Abba, and they're muluvush into the yesod Abba. And the ima muluvush with yesod ima. Lefish yesod ima mekatzea mistayim mechazeh deza. That we know that the yesod of ima, right, she's a nukva, her yesod is short. The yotzen ima yesod Abba v'nimshach ad yesod deza. As you said many times, the yesod Abba is going to go through her all the way down to the end of the yesod deza. Nimsa shishne yisodot hem gilui, that the two yisodot are begalui. Hen abba hem de ima, that we find that these two patsufim are begilui. Lechem urozumi b'manot abba ve'ima. Therefore, this is the reference that we find over here about abba ve'ima. In the word of matanot, meaning the mem nun is remez to Abba and vav tav is remez li ima. V'lo nivra b'divrei Rav atam madu man hu be'Abba v'vav tav hu be'Abba be'ima. Lachen gam nichtava tav achad b'matanot לפי שתב רומזת על בחינת נוגבה, או בכאן רומזת על אימה, או בקו אמצעי יש רק בחינת אחד אימה, דהיינו היסוס. Explain that, that's why it's written tav, one tav, because the tav is in merumez to nukva. Ubikan merumez is actually ima in this particular case. And the kav emtsai is the bechina of ima, which is giving the shefa over to za. Now, what about the mitzvah of matanot la'evyonim? So the Arizal continues and says, matanot la'evyonim hi mitzad ima. Lachen hem shtei tavim, ki hem mitzad nukva. Vehem shtei matanot le'shnei evyonim, she'en nitzahot, she'em evyonim, kashe yadata, v'yisod arava lo reach. ולא מטעם, ולא מטעם נקרא אביונים, ולא מטעם, it has no time, sorry, it only has no smell, it has no time להרבות. ונקרא אביונים, כי מה עד הוד התפשטת. Okay, let me explain to what he says. First, let's read the טיב הכוונות. וזה בחינת איש לרעהו. איש הוא יסוד אבא. רעהו יסוד זה. Right, the pasuk says you have to give a... Shtei manot lere, two portions to your friend. Now, who are you and who is your friend? So he explains, yeah, we're talking about in the spiritual world, right? He says, Ish is Yesod Abam. You have to give it to lere'u, which is Zah. Va'av she Yesod Abam mechinat gdola abem Yesod Zah. Even though there's no comparison between Yesod Abba and Yesod Zah, so how can we call it a reu? How can it be called friends? It's like if you say, you know, I'm friends with the king. You're not really friends with the king. That's what you like to think that you are, but you're not. So how can we say that za is a friend of the king, which is Abba? Mekom akom nikra reu mitzad mekomo, kivan shal kopin ematal yored el mekomo shel za. But since then the Abba comes down with the ha'ara and spills over into and mashpia onto za, that's what we call the experience called re'ehu. And the pasuk says, the shalav ish na'alo v'natan le'ehu, that a person, ish, takes off his shoe v'natan and he gives it to his friend. That's what the pasuk says. That's the pasuk in Rut. V'neema ze, it's a reference to za. When Zah kishiyored l'olam yitzira, when he goes down to the world of yitzira, hari she'av Zah hu ba'olam atzilut, because Zah we start off in the world of atzilut, v'gvoa le'en erech le'en aroch me'olam yitzira. There's no comparison between the higher one and the other one. Nika re'u kishiyored l'olam nimkoma. Nevertheless, we see this concept that even though the Zah starts off in the world of atzilut, it comes down to visit the world of yitzira. The world of yitzira is considered to be re'ehu for the fact that is being visited from a higher patsuf. That's the concept of re'ehu, even though it's completely no connection one to the other. And then it continues. Excuse me. Matanot le'evyonim, matanot le'evyonim, romez al itpashtut mochim de chokhma v'bina de abba v'de'ima. We know that abba v'ima nurture zam. What do they give to Zah exactly? They give Chochman Bina. That means, Kav Yamim Mismol de Zah. They're going to fill up the right side and the left side of Zah with Shefa. And, Miluvash Benetzah Ode Abba V'ima. Now, how exactly is Abba V'ima going to be Mashpir into Zah? That is by the Netzach Hod Yisod. As we said in our earlier Shu'urim on Binyan Ariyah, that the Netzach Hod Yisod of the Paltuf Elyon come down and embed themselves and nurture the lower Patsuf via this Netzach Hod Yisod. Now, in Netzach Hod Yisod, which is the Levushim, they have inside of them Chochma Bina Da'at, these three Kavim of Shefa, which go inside the Netzach Hod Yisod, which goes inside all the three Kavim of Zah. Lachen, lo merumas kan. V'hine Netzach Hod Yisod Ima, v'ula shme Netzach Hod Yisod De'aba legamre. ואבא אין בגלוי כלל. לחלון לא מרומז כאן אבא כלל. הנקרא מוכים רק על שם אמא. לכן נכתב כאן במתנות שתי תווים, המורזמה לשני מוחים מצד אימא. באביונים, so therefore, when the shepherd is coming down into Zav, we have to understand every time, the Arizal tells us often, that the yesod of Abba is miluvash inside the ima. So in this particular, at this particular height and stage, when they're just about coming down, you do not see Abba whatsoever. The ima is surrounding Abba to the point where it's not recognizable. So in ima, she has the shefa of Chochman Bina, ready to give it over to Zav. Abba as well has also the shefa of Chochman Bina, but it's covered over. So for all intents and purposes, what we see over here is Ima bringing down two shefas. And that is the reference to the two tavim that we find in the word matanot. That means Ima is coming down with her matanot, with the two tavim, which is Chochman Bina, to give that over to Zah. That is what we're speaking about here in the pasuk. And why is it called Evyonim? ונקרא מוחים על ורומז בן השם אביונים ורומז לנצר והודזה הנקרא אביונים לפי שהם כביכול אביונים מהרע. So why is it called מתנות לאביונים? Because again, אמא is giving over to two ספירות. אמא's right side is going to give into the נצח, and we find that the shefa from the left hand side is going via Hod, into Hod. So those are the Evyonim, the poor people. Anybody who's Mekabel is considered to be poor, klape the Mashpia. And therefore it continues by saying, Machamat shekol harot baod l'shem hema mechusot. The netza v'hod imam stumim milemata, ein sham peta l'tzed la'orot l'chutz. רק הרע בעל מדר הציפוניים וגם הרת יסוד אימא שיש לו פתח יציאה האורות לא יעד הוד נצב הוד לפי שיסוד אימא מסתיים בסוף השליש ראשון לתפארת וזהו מה שאמרו בזוהר דמה עד הוד התפשט דהיינו. Again, I'll just repeat that. So as the Sheva, you understand what's going on here, is that Ima's coming down from the higher perspective, and what is she coming down with? She's coming down with a Netzah Hod Yesod, and her Netzah Hod Yesod is going to be Mashpia and go into Zah to grow Zah. That's the experience happening over here. A Netzah is going to go into the Chachan of Zah, and a Hod is going to go into the Bag of Zah, and her yesod is going to be mashpir down the dati of Zah. All three kavim, three for three. So I repeat. The netzav hod imas tumim milemata. We know that the two, her right leg and left leg, which is considered to be netzav and hod, are close field. If we look at ourselves, mibesari erzaloka, from ourselves, we can see what's going on. We see that our feet are closed field, right? That means there's no loose ends, there's no shefa pouring out. It's not like the yesod. The yesod is the only sphere which is open, which releases, in our case, liquids or whatnot. It releases, it has a nekev to it. But again, the right and left, netzahod, they are completely closed. And therefore, the yesod, v'gam ha'arat yesod ima, sheyesh lo petach yitzad or, lo yigia ad netzach hod, lefi sheyesod ima misayim besof shlish rishon tiferet. Even the yesod is not long like the yesod of Abba, but rather it's very short, and therefore it really ends where the netzach and hod yesod starts. V'zu, ma she'omru v'zod, da ima, ad hod mispashetet, that ima, that means her yesod of ima is mispashetet only to the beginning of hod. That's the sod over there. V'hainu shenehit labshuta toch za, because it's hidden inside of za. Magaat rak ad, it's magaat that only reaches ad sfirat hod velo yesod. It doesn't go further than the hod of za. It doesn't go down to his yesod. Vizu gam ken bechinat arava, and this is the arava that we shake in the Sukkot. And what does Chazal say over there in the Gemara in Megillah, also in the Zohar, Parshas Pinchas? Right, the Gemara says that the arava Ein lahem tam v'reach. They don't have any taste and they don't have any reach. V'hi b'china netzahot she'ein ba'em orod migulim. That's a reference to the two aravot, reference to, as we know, the netzahot, because they also don't have tam and reach because they're not mashpia anything. They are closed sfirot. V'zu mishlach manot hu shtei manot. Shtei manot. Meaning you have to give two manot, two presents. This is the mitzvah of shlach manot. You have to give two presents. The hainu, yesodi abba ve'ima. You have to give it to the ishechad. You have to give the two manot or the what is the lower part of receiving? Is receiving from abba ve'ima. Le'ishechad, that's a reference to the yesod of zam. Now, matanot la'evyonim hem shtei matanot menetzah v'hod, and therefore when we jump to the mitzvah of matanot el la'evyonim, that's referring to the two manot, the two portions of netzah and hod, the ima, the netzah v'hod, the abba. That's the two sets. The two sets, the two manot, mechusim b'toch ima hare l'shnei evyonim hu netzach hodezah, and that's why the difference between manot and matanot that is the reference over here. Okay, good. So I think that was a little bit complicated, but I think we should do a little bit of chazor maybe next time quickly, and then we'll go forward in the Shah Kavanah where we left off. Okay, so we'll just stop it here for now.